Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have a very special guest in studio again this hour. It is a different guest from the last hour. And I don't want to tell her story, Jamie, because I don't think I would do it justice. Her name is Nicole Leth. She's rented a billboard in Kansas City to spread positive affirmations in honor of her late father who committed suicide 9 years ago. Nicole, I want to thank you so much for coming in studio. I know that this story has gained a lot of attention, and we want you to tell the story because you'll do it better than Jamie and I will.
For sure.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, go back to telling us about your dad a little bit, if you would. Go back to the beginning.
Yeah. So my dad was always like my best friend. Like we were really, really close growing up. We were definitely very similar, had the same heart, just were very creative and felt everything really intensely. And then when I was 17, he committed suicide. And on that day, I felt devastated, but I also made a promise to myself that I was going to try to save lives through artwork. And I was going to try to only put positive things out into the world. But since that happened 9 years ago, I realized I can't save anyone else's life for them. That's not what people can do. But we can create encouraging affirmative spaces to empower them to save their own lives. And that was the inspiration that led to this affirmation billboard.
So tell us more about the billboard, how the idea came to be. And for those who haven't seen it, this is 10th and Harrison off 71 South. You can see it. Tell us how we got 9 years later for the idea to do this thing that started. And you can tell the story of how this started as a private Facebook post. And we saw it on the Today Show. It's amazing how it took off.
It took off so much. It started as a trajectory. Like in high school, I would go and spray paint affirmations on abandoned buildings. Like this was something I've been thinking about for years now. And then it led to me printing affirmations on stickers and leaving them around places, giving them to strangers, sending them in the mail. And I saw the ripple effect that was created by that gesture. And I always had the idea I want to do it bigger and I want to do it on a billboard. The time never felt right, but 2 months ago, it finally felt right. And so I just Googled, how do you put up a billboard? And Google told me there's a place called billboards.com, and I rented one, and I just did it. I shared it on my personal Facebook with 200 friends, and I woke up in the morning, and it had gone viral, and news outlets were messaging me, and I had no clue this was going to happen.
For those who haven't seen it, tell people what's on the billboard and how you chose those words specifically.
There are four sentences. It says, you are human, you are lovable, you are strong, and you are enough. And those sentences were chosen very intentionally. Those are sentences that I say to myself when I am having a hard day. And those are sentences I say to friends when they need help. And those are sentences I wish I could have told my father. And I believe they're powerful because they're accessible. We all understand what they mean, but they also help us uncover our inherent worth as humans. And they're really important because of that reason.
You said something changed 2 months ago, and it finally felt right. Mm-hmm. What was it that changed?
I was noticing how traumatic everything in the world felt. It felt like every time I looked at the TV, people were hurting. There was a lot of sadness. I was talking to people every day who had anxiety, who were confused, who felt helpless. And I thought, I need to go back to being 17 and making a promise to try to create beauty in the face of hardship. And that time is right now because a lot of people need that reassurance and need that space held for them to feel better. And so I just decided that I needed to be louder this time with this act of love.
Tell us about how this took off. This goes up on July 22nd. The billboard goes up. Mm-hmm. We're now, what has happened since then? What was the, how did that evolve?
On July 22nd, it went up. I didn't tell anyone about it. I kept it a secret for, I think, a full week. I just drove by it with me and my husband, and we would look at it and like just feel a lot of feels. And then finally, a week later, I decided I was going to, you know, tell my closest friends and family and my mom and everything. And then it started slow with people sharing. Then it turned to the local news here in Kansas City having me go on. And then it turned to NPR and the Today Show and Inside Edition and the Washington Post. And it turned into this whole thing. And it's been absolutely unbelievable and unexpected.
And now these are going to start going up around the country. Who have you heard from?
I've heard from two different types of people. I've heard from individuals who have really resonated with this message, and they are having me send them the artwork for this, and they're putting it up in their own cities because they think that there's space that needs this. And so we're having that go up in a handful of states. But then also I heard from Lamar Billboard Agency, which is the biggest billboard agency in the country. They're going to be putting this up in 25 different states, a minimum of 150 billboards for the month of September for Suicide Awareness Month. And that's incredible.
That's amazing. Joined in studio this hour by Nicole Leth. If you have not seen the billboard that she had put up, it's on 71 South at 10th and Harrison on the left side. It reads, "You are human, you are lovable, you are strong, you are enough." 9 years ago, her father took his own life, and 2 months ago, she decided this was the way to honor and to help out those who need help, that maybe having those kinds of thoughts. It has picked up so much steam. The Today Show, the Washington Post, it has been all over, and she's in studio talking about it. And we were just kind of throwing some things around during the commercial break there. Are you going to put up more billboards? Because this one was $1,200, but thank goodness that Lamar, press your little red button in there for me, please. That one, yeah. Lamar, the billboard company, has said you can keep it up indefinitely. Is that what their plan is?
They said, the owner of this Kansas City billboard said they would keep it up for a few more weeks free of charge until someone else needs the space. But my plan going into this was to do one a month for a year. So to have 12 different affirmation billboards with 12 different affirmations. And that's still my plan.
That's going to take some money.
Yes.
How do you raise money? Because you're an artist and a yoga teacher.
Yep, not a lot of money in that.
Not cheap.
I don't have the money either, so I can't really help you out. But if people do want to help this incredible message and help you continue to raise awareness, mm-hmm. because it's a tragic problem we have in this country, how can they help?
For sure. I have a crowdfunding account set up. So you can go to patreon.com/affirmationbillboards and you can donate anything from $1 a month to $50 a month. And that's how you can support me in contributing to put these up every month.
Patreon.com/affirmationbillboards.
As we mentioned before we went to the break there, you are being contacted by individuals from around the country that are going to put more of these up in other states, and I would bet that's going to continue to happen. Lamar Billboard Company has told you they're going to put 150 of these up in 25 states across the country. And this is a pretty strong reaction in just 3 weeks. Are you surprised at the reaction?
Part of me is surprised and part of me isn't surprised. I think that this is what we all needed to hear. And it's been dawning on me that I don't think a lot of people get told that they are enough that much. And I think that's why this has been creating so many ripples, because it matters and it makes people aware of how important that is. And so they want to spread it so that feeling of worthiness can spread.
Do people seek you out for advice to speak to people?
Yes.
They will.
They do. They will. Yeah. That actually happens a lot to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Locally, regionally, nationally?
Yeah. I've, throughout my career as an artist, I've done a lot of speaking at young women's shelters, at schools, and different organizations. And then every week in my yoga classes, I try to always have some kind of deeper takeaway for the students to think in another way about their experiences as a human.
You're very quickly, if you would like it, you are quickly becoming in this role of suicide crusader or mental health advocate. Mm-hmm. Maybe whether you wanted to or not, or maybe whether you were ready for that or not. Are you comfortable in that role, perhaps, in that the public role that you may be now in?
Here's the thing. I never, went into this thinking that I was going to be an advocate to talk about suicide as an entire thing. Like, I don't know if I have that ability because I just have my one experience under my belt and I'm trying the best I can. But I am trying to create beauty in the face of the experience I have. And if that means talking about suicide and trying to uplift people, then I'll do this work.
Question from the text line.
Yes.
And I'm so happy someone asked this. What about people who cannot contribute financially? What can people do? And I'm going to broaden it to just kind of help each other. What can people do?
If you want to contribute and you don't have the ability to contribute financially, just say these words to people who are having a hard day. Just spread this message. This isn't about me. I just put up this billboard because I wanted people to hear these words and I wanted them to start acting and creating more positivity from a place of feeling loved. To support this, just bring that love to any place that you see needs it.
And sometimes you don't know who needs it. And I think that's part of the problem. Usually the people that need it the most are not going to tell you that.
Exactly.
They're not going to wear that on the outside. That's part of the problem.
Mm-hmm. Nicole, have you thought about expanding this to, and I'm just thinking about from your entrepreneurial perspective, mm-hmm. T-shirts, hats, things of that nature. Has anybody approached you or have you thought about doing that? Because a billboard is one thing, mm-hmm. but more message is better.
Yes, I've thought about it and I think I've treaded lightly on this in the past. I used to own clothing stores throughout the Midwest and I oftentimes would put positive affirmations on t-shirts and stuff because I think that's a space needed for positivity instead of trying to solicit other things that maybe don't uplift humans. But I'm trying to be really thoughtful now because I never want it to be that I'm profiting off of this positivity or I'm trying to get a piece of the self-care pie. This isn't about profit and I'm not making any money off of this and I don't think that I want to. So that being said, if I do t-shirts, it's going to be to put up more billboards.
I was going to say, if you want that billboard at 35, you know, mm-hmm. right where Sprint Center is always like, hey, come buy your tickets for whatever concert, that one, you got to sell some shirts to raise some money, young lady.
Yes. Yes.
And that's the $20,000 billboard as opposed to your $1,200 billboard.
Exactly.
Can I ask you, not everyone is as comfortable talking about suicide as it seems like you are. And I assume mm-hmm. it wasn't always the case. It's been nine mm-hmm. years and grief changes over time. How is your family responding and reacting to this? Because not everyone is as willing to talk about it as we are here.
My family, I have a really small family, so it's really just me and my mom. And her and I have a relationship where we always talk about this stuff, and that's how we healed together. So her response to this has been that she's been so incredibly proud. And I feel like it's even been empowering her to kind of speak up and talk more. And we actually partnered together to put up a billboard in her hometown. So she's wanting to kind of, you know, take hold of this and heal in this way as well.
It's so simple. It's so simple, but so powerful, which makes it awesome.
Nicole, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
We are getting a ton of response on the Facebook page. We've got messages coming in. We're going to forward them all to you. And thank you again for your billboard because the words, just say them. Some people don't hear them enough. And even if you think you hear them enough, you are human. You are lovable. You are strong. You are enough. It's an incredible message. We thank you very much for sharing your time with us. And we wish you nothing but the best in the future.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.